Welcome, dear listener, to this, the last in the current series of Dr. Strangelove's Strange Tales from the World of the Strange. This time, he's currently going through the Dr. Strangelove fan club fan mail. Well, that shouldn't take too long.
Hello! Welcome to the last in the series. Yes, I'm talking to you, the wonderful audience. Mwah! Mwah! I love you all.
Just get on with it.
Okay, the first letter is from a Mrs. Phyllis Glove, and she writes, "Why haven't I been in the series lately, you naughty boy?"
Oh, that's cheating. She's your auntie.
Yes, I know. Never mind. Let's quickly move on with the second letter, which is from a Professor Happy Hat. Oh, no.
This is rigged.
Professor H writes, "How does a brown cow give white milk when it only eats green grass?" That's the burning question. Now let's hear your suggestion.
Don't look at me, I'm clueless.
I know. The answer is, the cow is like a TARDIS, bigger on the inside. And inside the cow is a whole factory of workers, painting the grass white and bottling it as milk. There, does that answer your question?
Good answer, Dr. S. May I get to read this next letter?
Oh, yes, please, be my guest.
Okay, it says...
Oh no! Not the E man! Is there nobody real out there that listens to my radio shows? Are they all just the fools that I know?
Yes.
Blummin' typical.
Oh no, wait, hang on. There is one last letter. It was stuck in the bottom of the postbag. It says, Dr. Strangelove should wear a hat.
What?
Well, that's what it says. Dr. Strangelove should wear a hat.
Who's it from?
It doesn't say, but then again, if he's a fan of yours, then he's obviously a loony.
Sounds like my kind of fan. Okay then, what's the time? I'd better pop down the shops before they close.
Why ever for?
I want a new hat.
What?
You heard me, Mr. B.
But just because some nutjob says you should wear a hat, it doesn't mean to say you should jump off a cliff. Would you do it?
Mr. B, you're beginning to sound almost as confused as what I am. No matter, I must away to get a hat and please my army.
One.
My army of one fan. Coming, Mr. B.
Yeah, one last time, why not?
To the hat shop! Well, here we are, the hat shop.
Yeah, worryingly named the hat shop with a double T.
Don't worry, it's most probably run by somebody called Hat.
Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there?
Please ring for assistance. Okay.
That joke never gets tired.
Yeah, because it wasn't funny to begin with.
Good afternoon.
Oh dear, Dr. S. See what's just escaped from the morgue.
How may I be of assistance?
I'd like to buy a hat.
Well, it seems you come to the right place. This is the hat shop.
Oh, goody!
What particular type of hat were you looking for? We stock trilbies or fedoras, Stetsons, bowlers, top hats, straw hats, sun hats. What kind do you want?
A hat-shaped one.
Oh, sir, you jest much. They're all hats.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Ouch!
Why have you just dropped an old cooker onto Dr. Strangelove's head?
It's a stovepipe hat, as worn by His Majesty King Abraham Lincoln of Lincolnshire.
Help! I'm in pain! Get it off me!
You fool! You really do fail to recognise your arch nemesis.
Not!
Yes!
Big Fat Nelly!
No, it is I, Dr. Stratagem, your mad stalker and rival.
Oh, you.
Well, do try and sound surprised. This is truly a shocking moment.
But this can't be right. You were pretending to be Dr. Strangelove's auntie.
I was.
So, how did you...
If you like, the serum's worn off.
But you wrote to me... The fan mail. You were my auntie then.
Yes. I wrote to your fan club twice. was as Auntie, and then again as somebody else. You wouldn't have spotted it, because when I changed back, my handwriting had also changed.
So what was in the second letter?
Dr. Strange Glove should wear a hat.
Gasp! Well, I certainly didn't see that coming.
Oh yes, it was all a trick to get you here. And to drop a dirty great stovepipe cooker on your head. Now you shall die a slow and agonizing, humiliating death as you work out how to catch me. Bye bye.
Oh dear, look like he's beaten us this time.
For the last time, get this thing off me.
But how?
I don't know, just do it.
Wait a minute. First rule of comedy is always make good use of your surroundings. Well, we're in the hat shop.
So what?
So that should mean we should use the hats to extricate us from our difficulties. Now then, what do we have? Stetsons? Trilbies? Ah!
What? What is it?
This is a sun hat.
So?
So we can use the power of the sun's rays to melt the cooker.
But wouldn't that, you know, also melt me?
No, not if you keep still. It won't. Now, watch.
Nothing's happening.
Shh.
Many hours later.
There, 'tis done. The cooker is now melted, thanks to the sun hat sun rays. You okay, Dr. S?
Of course I am.
Then let's go.
But Dr. Stratagem will be miles away by now.
No, no. I know precisely where he is.
Dr. Stratagem, your reign of terror is at an end.
Dr. Strange Glove, however did you escape?
Simple. We escaped with a sun hat and we got through the door with the aid of a fedora.
Curses!
Told you you'd be down here, didn't I?
Yeah, but why?
Haven't you seen the movies? Every supervillain has a secret underground base, and I happen to know that Dr. Stratagem is the stay-at-home type. So,
I shall flood the room with 10-gallon hat.
Oh no, the water's rising. We'll drown.
No, we won't. We'll use the boater. Well, we're a bit wet, but we escaped, okay?
Look out! Dr. Stratagem is also escaping again.
Quick, use the bowler hat.
Strike!
Good one, Dr. S. Dr. Stratagem is quite literally bowled over.
Hats off to you, Mr. B.